Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and first of all, thank you for joining us. We appreciate you tuning us in on Sunday mornings or Sunday evening, either one. We air every Sunday morning at 11 a.m., and usually Sunday evenings we air at 8 p.m., but during football season, we're now on a 9 p.m. schedule. So we'll notify you when that goes back to the 8 p.m., but for right now, you can tune us in at 9 p.m. Also, you can find our shows archived at cctaxpayers.com. You go on our website, click on Wake Up Call, and there you'll find the shows. And if you've been a regular listener, you know by now that Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association is a nonpartisan, nonprofit 501c3. We are a constitutional conservative group. We advocate for less taxes, more freedom, you know, just the rights that our founding fathers recognized and wrote the founding documents to protect. So we like to try to hold our elected officials accountable. So in order to do that, we have a committee that, what's the name of your committee, Hal?
I think you're talking about our vetting committee.
Is no, right? The other one.
Which one?
Watchdog.
Watchdog.
Group. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Yeah. All right. I'm sorry.
See how I had a brain block?
Yeah, I guess I did, too. I was thinking about our vetting committee because we are in the election period right now.
Right. And we'll get to that in just a moment. But the watchdog committee attends regular meetings of the county commissioners.
We try to hold people accountable, the elected officials accountable. That's the object.
That's the object of it. And we also, leading into what you were thinking about, the vetting committee, prior to every election, we tried to vet the candidates. We send out invitations to all of them. And the ones that will accept it come in. And there's a list of questions. Mm-hmm. Everybody gets asked the same set of questions. Those questions revolve around constitutional principles and help us find out where they stand.
And this time, I think we've been especially fortunate because we've had vetting interviews with Democrats, Republicans, constitutional, and libertarians, all of them.
And you've had some call you asking to be vetted.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Right. So the word's getting out that we do that.
And let me mention also that they are also archived on our website, and you can go either to news or the vetting committee tabs. And find them. And we put them up pretty fast. We're putting them up just about as fast as we can do them.
So there is a public record of how they answer those vetting questions at cctaxpayers.com. So, of course, you know that Hal and Rainer, our regulars, are with us tonight. But we've got three that are out, and that's Diane Ruffino. She couldn't be here tonight. And Bob and Mary Griswold are on a trip up north somewhere.
California.
Mm-hmm. This time they went west. All right. So we'll pray for them.
We'd best.
And hope they don't brush it off real good. Don't bring it back with them, right? All right. And we have a special guest, two of them, actually. We have with us Miss Lexanne.
Yes.
Huffman. I got that right. And we have Chad.
Howard.
Chadwick Howard.
Mm-hmm.
That's an elegant name, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
There's a Chadwick Street or Avenue or something in Havelock.
And in Jones County, there's a little town or something called Chadwick, I think.
I'm not familiar with that. Well, the reason we have Lexanne and Chadwick, or Chad, as I'm going, is that all right?
That's fine.
We've got Chad here tonight. This month, we had our public meeting. We had a candidates forum. And we asked the candidates that participated there the same questions that are on the vetting form, mm-hmm. Plus some additional questions. Then we opened it up to the public for a Q&A. And Lexanne and Chad were both there. And because of their constitutional conservative views, we invited them to come on the show tonight and talk about some of the issues that are going on in the United States of America nowadays. First thing I want to talk about, well, before we get into it, let's take a break to hear from our sponsors, and then we'll come right back.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern. Everyone loves fresh seafood, and Redfish Seafood Market on Highway 55 East in Grantsboro has all your favorites, like shrimp, scallops, and salmon, and plenty of fresh fish in season. Come for our own soft-shell crabs, pecan wood smoked sausage and salmon, and our very own boiled peanuts. Load up on seafood seasoning, flavorful breading, and sausage from the Redfish Seafood Market, Thursday through Saturday, 10 a.m. till 6 p.m., Highway 55 East in Grantsboro, across from the Dollar Tree.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, before the break, I introduce our special guests, and that's Miss Lexanne Huffman and Chad Howard. And I know a lot of you out there think I'm perfect, but we have proof now that I'm not. I made an error in my introduction. I said both of them had attended our forum, but Lexanne reminded me that she was not able to be there. She had another scheduled event that night, and she wasn't there. But
we've had other opportunities to talk to Lexanne, right. So it's an easy mistake to make.
Yeah. Okay, so let's start talking about the current environment. Elections, early voting's already started, and the turnout is remarkable. The reports I'm getting here in Craven County, we're setting records on the numbers that are turning out, and that's a good thing to see. But Lexanne, what do you think's driving the big turnout?
Well, you know, I think it's probably several things. I love that what I'm hearing is that people are so interested in all of the races. They are genuinely interested in the outcomes. And I have heard particularly the sheriff's race as well as the clerk of courts race,
all right.
Which, of course, excites me. But I just think that people are, I think they're tired of the way things have been going, and they really want their voices to be heard. They want the change to be noted, and the way they do that is of course at the polling places.
Right. We saw some indications of the desire for change in the 2016 elections, and now we're here in the midterms, and we're seeing more of that. And I agree with you on that. Chad, what's your opinion?
Well, I do think some of the local races do interest people, and they do drive people to the polls. Certainly the sheriff's race this year is a hot topic. Clerk for Superior Court, very competitive. Board of Education, our state rep, our state senator. But when I've been talking to the voters, quite a few of them have told me that they are interested in the national politics of driving them to the race, even though there's no great Senate race here in North Carolina right now. Or gubernatorial race, but several people are like, I just had to come out.
All right.
What they're seeing in the news, what they're consuming, is driving them to the polls, and I think that's wonderful. I hope that's happening in a lot of these states where the senatorial.
Well, I think we've been suffering from a heavy dose of apathy for a few decades now. People are interested, but they just haven't been participating, and now they finally have gotten to the point where they see that it's crucial. Especially it all starts locally, you know, and it goes up from there. You mentioned the sheriff's race. A lot of people probably don't realize or aren't aware that the sheriff is the highest
law enforcement officer
in the country.
In the county.
In the country.
Each county, though.
In each county in the country.
I got
right.
your point. Yes.
In other words, the reason he is because he's the only one that's elected. Your police departments, your police chiefs, all those, they're not elected. The sheriff is the only elected law enforcement official, so he is the most powerful, which means, and we've asked this question at some of our forums in the past, and, you know, we had several of the sheriffs from surrounding counties in, and surprisingly, all of them gave the right answer. If the FBI or some other government agency was to come into your county as sheriff and say, we're going to do this, what would your response be? No, you're not. This is my county. You're not going to come in here and enforce federal regulations that are not legal or not constitutional. The sheriff can do that. And Hal, you had your hand up.
Well, yes, I've been on polls a lot, and I've noticed that a lot of people seem to somehow associate the Superior Court, clerk of court, with the Sheriff's Department. Do you see some relationship there? Because I think that would be interesting to hear your comment about that.
Absolutely. The Sheriff's Department and the clerk's office do work hand in hand. As you know, one of the many duties of the clerk's office for the clerk of court, is that every courtroom is staffed. With a clerk that sits beside the judge. She is responsible for recording all of the judgments and any of the information that the judge relates to the defendant or the person that is before him or her. And, of course, the bailiff is always in the courtroom, just as the clerk is, and they're responsible for the decorum of the courtroom as well as the safety. And decorum is very important, especially in our district and our superior courts. And so we rely on each other very much. And it really is a family. It's a court family. And that's why it's so important for the Sheriff's Department and the Clerk of Court's office to work so cohesively.
And Lexanne, you're currently serving in what capacity?
I'm not currently.
You're not?
I have over 31 years of court experience. I began my career in the district attorney's office, and I was there for 19 years. And then Judge Reagan, who was at the time the senior resident superior court judge, asked me to become his trial court administrator.
So you've got a lot of hours in the court system.
Yes, that gave me an opportunity to transition from criminal to civil. And this, you know, this run for clerk is something that I've always planned on doing. And I saw that as a wonderful opportunity to balance not only the criminal, but then to have the civil experience. I love the criminal courts,
right?
But I knew that it would give me an opportunity, and it did, and I enjoyed that just as much.
And Chad, what is your current occupation?
I am a teacher. 11 years in Craven County, 3 years in education at the University of Illinois before that.
Now, what grade are you teaching?
Well, 10 years I taught 7th grade, literature, social studies, history. This year I'm doing a different position where I'm teaching 6th, 7th, and 8th grade.
Oh, wow. Busy fellow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good to know, because getting back to what we were talking about, the current state of the country and the turnout at the polls and all, you can't help but notice that our country's divided. And it's amazing, if you do look at the polls, which I don't trust, and there's a number of reasons not to, but you do get to tell that it's pretty close to, you know, seems like half and half. However, the 2016 election, it surprised a lot of people. So my question to both of you, because one's been in the legal system and the other one's currently teaching school, how did our country get to where it is? What do you think about the education system and what role it's played?
I would say at the county level, at the local level, maybe less of a role. I think parents and teachers, we train our kids to go to college. There's been this great push to send every kid to college in the last couple of decades.
Right.
And, with some good results and some questionable results, I think when they get to the university system, that's where we kind of lose them as conservatives.
And why is that?
It's been bought and paid for. Mm-hmm. They're even in the you look at some of the journalism departments in this country, and I've talked to people who are going to school for journalism. A good friend of mine ended up being a police officer in Chicago. Actually, one of his first loves was journalism, and he went there thinking he could be a journalist and be non-biased and be fair, and they didn't want that. They wanted him to come out with, they said, we're not training to be non-biased anymore. You have to advocate for issues. You have to advocate for people who don't have a voice, is what they told him. And he's like, but as a journalist, aren't I supposed to report the news? No, you should have an agenda. That's what they told him. And after he spent a year there, he's like, Chad, I can't be a journalist anymore. Right. It's not for me. I thought I was going to be reporting the news, you know, protecting people, giving people accurate information, not coming out with an agenda. Right. And that's what they want you to have as an agenda. And that's where we've lost our kids. We send them to a university, and there's an agenda at that university. If you have an opinion other than the mainstream opinion at these universities, then you're pushed to the side, and you're scared to give your opinion. You learn, if you're a conservative, to keep your mouth closed.
And that's the point I wanted to touch on, is because, you know, we were talking about nationally, it looks like we're divided 50-50, pretty close. But in the colleges, it's nowhere near close to 50-50. It's an extreme left-leaning institution. Rainer?
Contrast that, and I'm old as dirt and freely admit it. I had a journalism instructor who had an advanced degree from some New York University, Columbia, who, and this was working in conjunction with the school paper, if you wrote something that was supposed to be a news story and she could tell what your bias was, you came out of there with an F. Things have changed, and not for the better.
Quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that plays into the news media also. A lot of people don't realize a handful of companies own all of the networks in news media. And those handful collaborate with each other. They have what they call the mockingbird effect there. They have coordinated their news stories, and you can see that on mm-hmm. YouTube. Has some videos that really expose it, where at 4 a.m. every morning they release what the talking points and the news topics are going to be for the day. And some of these YouTube videos, you'll see ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, right on down the line. They'll cut from one to the other, and they're all saying the same exact thing, like they're reading from the same script. And
So, words and phrases that just recur and recur and recur.
All right, Hal?
Chad, I think you said you teach social history?
Social studies.
Social studies. Okay, well, that conjures up some strange images in my mind. I don't remember studying social studies in school. Maybe I did. But assimilation, race relations, what are you talking about there?
Well, if you teach the seventh grade curriculum, it starts out with like your five themes of geography, which is movement, region, human environment, interaction, location, place, mapping skills, cartography, those type of things. And if you've seen some of these people, late night show hosts go around asking questions about locate yourself on the map, you know, our students need to know how to do that.
Yeah.
So many of them cannot even find. And still, I mean, when I'm questioning kids about this, I think we have one of the better areas with the military kids and stuff like that. They want to know where their dad is deployed at and this and that. Mm-hmm. So I think we have some good kids when it comes to those skills. We start out there, then we go into for seventh grade, we go into the age of exploration, on through the scientific revolution, the industrial revolution, French Revolution, so on and so forth.
We studied all those kinds of things, but we called it geography and history and other titles. Yes.
Yeah, more familiar.
American history, ancient history, different things.
Well, you raise a good point where the TV host asked the questions and usually the college students can't answer it. We do the same thing. In the past, we are not doing it right now, but we've had booths at the gun shows where we pass out literature and give away free constitutions. And if parents come up with their kids, Hal would ask if he could ask them some questions in order to win a prize. And they would give him permission. So he would ask constitutional-related questions. And 90-some percent of the ones that are public schooled had no clue. The homeschooled, almost every one of them would answer the questions correctly.
We're talking things like three branches of government,
right.
Any one of the first three presidents.
Right.
You get a sample. Which country did we win our independence from?
Mm-hmm. Did we ever fight another war with that country?
And I said something about that to a teacher once before, and she said, well, we teach that, but they don't learn it. I said, if you taught it, they didn't learn it.
Sounds like a contradiction in terms.
I got a question for Lex Ann, too.
Well, let us take another break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll come right back. And, folks, thanks for listening. But we would really love for you to go out and visit our sponsors. They are the ones that help us to keep this show on the air. So please stop by and tell them you heard about them on CCTA Wake Up Call.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers, and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout Eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Go ahead, Hal.
Thank you all. Lexan, give us some idea of the scope of the job, number of employees, how many records you have to review a certain period of time, or tell us about the scope of it.
It's very broad for the clerk of court's office. She employs 28 employees, and currently 7 of those employees are assistant clerks of court. The other clerks, the remaining clerks, are deputy clerks, and the assistant clerks are kind of her right-hand people. They primarily head up the different divisions. And, you know, there's the estates division, special proceedings, criminal, civil, you know, all of the different areas. Mm-hmm. Trust and estates, they have adoptions, special proceedings. What's the other one? I mean, there's many, but they oversee the courts. She's responsible for having staff, of course, in each of the courtrooms. There are many different duties involved with the public relations of the courthouse. She's basically the chief executive officer of the courthouse, and there are all these ancillary entities that she deals with, such as the county for budget and finance, all of the law enforcement agencies that they come in contact with, the city. It's a state job that is located in the city of New Bern, but it's a countywide election. So I understand why people become confused. I mean, I had someone last week say, "Oh, I wish I could vote for you. I live in River Bend." And I said, "Oh, but you can." So I understand that. I mean, right. It can be a little overwhelming at times, but there's so many facets to the clerk's office that people don't understand. Jury duty. If you receive a jury notice and you've got that vacation that you've had paid and planned for a year, then you would contact the clerk's office and they would explain the procedures or defer you to a different time.
Like y'all stay pretty busy.
Yeah. Very busy, very busy. Yes, ma'am.
Chad?
My question was, and I guess this is one I've gotten a lot at the polls, and it may or may not matter, but who is the conservative in your race?
Well, that would be me.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be an easy answer.
That would be me. That's been up for discussion quite a bit, and people, depends on who you ask, I guess, is really the other answer.
But you've been a conservative a very
absolutely.
Long time.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Rainer?
I am hearing that in various jurisdictions, there are some clerks of court who are willing to share information about who has been called for jury duty and declined based on the fact that they were non-citizens. Apparently, some clerks of court are releasing that information and some are not. What are your thoughts on that topic?
Well, it is interesting, and I have heard that from several different people. I don't know where our current clerk stands on that, but the Administrative Office of the Courts has it's almost like a bench book that the judges are given when they are sworn in as a district or superior court judge. The clerk has the very same kind of book, and it has all the many different duties and responsibilities. And so there are guidelines that are already in place. So I'm not really sure what part of the list that they are disclosing or not disclosing, because all of that, all 100 counties are treated the same and are governed by the Administrative Office of the Courts. So I'm not really sure where the wiggle room is in that.
Okay. Thank you.
I think it would be a good idea to try to find out that wiggle room, because you'd be elected person. It's kind of like we were talking about the sheriff. Now, if you're elected to represent the people, that ought to give you a lot of power.
Excellent.
And, you know, I know the school board has similar constraints with their policy statements and things like that. And some of them I don't like worth a darn.
Right.
I've read it.
Those are all good questions. I want to get back to the theme we were talking about, the division into country, and some of the reasons for that. I know that many years ago, there was a book put out by Saul Alinsky, and it was called Rules for Radicals, and it laid out a plan that the communists, the liberals, had to take over and change our country. If you read that, you can see where many of those steps, almost all of them, have been executed and are still being executed. And one of the major things in there was taking over our education system. And, you know, for the last few years, CCTA has been fighting heavily and made a lot of trips to Raleigh to fight Common Core. And Common Core didn't get disposed of. It got a name change here in North Carolina.
Tinkered around the edges, but basically
right.
It's still there.
So we haven't given up on that. We still want to see it eliminated. I know that one of the president's promises before he was elected was getting rid of Common Core. Education was not a department that was listed as part of the government in our Constitution. It just wasn't in there. I believe it's a state responsibility, a state duty.
To reserve to the states and to the people.
Right.
Parents.
So tell me your opinion, Chad, on the Common Core issue and a lot of social engineering that I feel like is going on in the schools. We talked about the balance between left and right, maybe, in the colleges. How is it down in the lower public school systems?
The first part of that question was dealing with the Common Core, correct?
Right.
My issue with Common Core is anytime it isn't specifically a Common Core issue. It's more of a federal government being involved in the local board of education or on the state level. Whenever I see the federal government getting involved in education on the local level, that gives me concern. I don't think there's a constitutional mandate for that, and I always see a hidden agenda.
Right.
I look at Canada, for example, and what's going on in that country, where you have a government that's really pushing certain agendas, and it's scary agendas to kindergartners. That's what I don't want to see our country head that direction, but you see it in certain examples like Mecklenburg County here in North Carolina. One of the examples I heard in Canada is that kindergartners were being read a book about crayons.
Yeah.
And one of the crayons was mislabeled, you know, and was a actual brown crayon, but it was labeled a red crayon or something like that. And the kids are learning that, you know, that's with gender fluidity in kindergarten. Or you see it in New York with this new X gender at birth. You know, before a kid can even speak, they're being declared that they're X. I don't know how you would determine that if gender is truly what they say, it's fluid. How are they deciding at birth that this baby the parents already know that it's not male or female, but it's this new gender, X. It's a strange agenda, and you see it happening. I don't, outside of Mecklenburg County, I know we saw it in Carteret County, and the citizens there were able to fight back and push that kind of Planned Parenthood agenda out of their school system. I haven't seen it in Craven, but trust me, if I'm on the Board of Education, my eyes will be open.
Well, with Common Core, that's just the name. There are many tentacles there. And if you follow the money associated with it and the politics associated with it, which most parents haven't done, they are totally unaware of what their kids are being taught.
If you read the indices and the recommended reading assignments connected with it, you find that a great deal of it has to have been written by the Hate America First crowd. It's designed to make students ashamed of their country instead of proud of it. Mm. And that is not healthy.
I feel like it contains a lot of revisionist history. It's not teaching our true history. Let me give you an example. You were talking about things, examples of what you've heard going on in other schools. Last week, and this comes from NC Values, we reported on a crazy story that happened in our backyard. After the mother of a sixth grader expressed outrage, Terrell Lane Middle School in Franklin County was forced to admit to giving 11-year-olds a survey that asked them whether they were bisexual, gay, fluid, heterosexual, lesbian, pansexual, queer, questioning, or prefer not to disclose or self-identify. And although the Franklin County School Board apologized over the incident, it is a sign of the times that individuals in our public educational system thought that this was an appropriate question to ask 11-year-olds in the first place.
Yuck.
And that's what concerns me, is there are too many examples, and it's not always in New York or California or some of the big cities. It's happening right here in rural areas all across the country. Teachers are overstepping their bounds in doing things like this. It's not necessarily part of the curriculum, but it's part of an agenda that has come into the schools, and if parents don't question it or don't stand up for it, it's just going to keep growing and getting larger. I appreciate your comments on it. Another aspect of what's going on in our country. A lot of our kids, and you can tie them all together, the education. How about crime, Lexanne? You've sat how many years in courts now?
31.
31
over
years.
31
so
years.
You've seen a lot of change, I'm sure, over the decades, the type of people that are coming before the courts and the things they're coming there for. Do you think that contributes to part of the problems we have with the division in the country?
I do, but I think fundamentally the problem is, you know, the first thought that I had when you posed that question was, you know, when you take God out of schools.
There you go.
I mean, where do they think we're headed?
Well, that's like I said, you tie it all together.
Absolutely. And so when you remove the right to pray in schools, and you remove the faith-based organizations that do so much good with our children and in those curriculums.
And you tear up the established organizations like the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts, which are no longer Boy or Girl
Scouts. That's right.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, what do you really expect? And, you know, when you have those fundamentals and when you can always go back and look at the scriptures and read, it's very clear. It's very concise. There's no ambiguity. I mean, it's, you know, so yes, that's where I believe that, you know, our moral fiber has become completely unraveled.
Well, that was a part of the job of the schools in early days in our founding. Matter of fact, our first textbooks were Holy Bible that were printed by the Library of Congress. You go back and look at the history of it. A lot of the morals that students picked up back then came from school, and the respect they have for their fellow man. You know, kids of all ages would hold doors, and I know this is not politically correct nowadays, but they would hold the doors for a lady if they saw them coming through the door.
A delightful custom.
Yes. They would say, yes, ma'am, yes, sir. I mean, all those things you don't see now.
Well, some of it's changing back. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I've always held the door for women coming toward the door and things like that. And for a while there, some of them would sit their nose up in the air and act like they were insulted and all of that. And all of that's gone. They'll thank me just
some
like in the olden days. Yeah, I think they've gotten more I don't know, comfortable with the situation.
There's still a lot of them out there that'll cuss you out. So.
Well, I haven't had that happen lately, Vic. I guess I've been lucky.
Well,
it might be my age, too, you know.
It's also, has to do with the part of the country you're in, too. Mm-hmm. Some areas are worse about it than
sure.
others. But,
you know, with the court system, the other thing, too, and the removal of religion, it makes people naturally turn inward. And it's all me, me, me. It's not a servant's heart. It's not thinking of fellow man and the golden rule and all of those other
wonderful
things.
Well, they don't learn the golden rule anymore.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. I think
we used to learn the golden rule, the Pledge of Allegiance, patriotic songs, prayer, mm-hmm. All those things. But it is encouraging because, mm-hmm. like Hal said, you see some changes now. I've seen sports events now where they're not allowed to pray. They can't stop the crowd from standing up and praying, and they're doing it. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them are just students that are leading these activities. So mm-hmm. all hope's not lost. There is a lot going on, and that's the way we started the program out, talking about the changes we're seeing at the polls this year and all. Mm-hmm. You know, we got a lot of millennials, a lot of first-time voters mm-hmm. that are just getting involved in this process. And I think a lot of them have seen what's been going over the last few decades and decided they're ready for it to go back to the way it was before. Mm-hmm. Okay, Hal?
Well, I believe I've heard Chad say they're still saying the Pledge of Allegiance in the classes that he's been to. I believe that's right. Is that right here?
We do say the Pledge of Allegiance.
But it's optional.
It is, I would say it's optional, but most teachers I know say you're going to at least stand up.
Mm-hmm.
I had a Canadian student because, you know, the officer exchange program here in Craven County in my class, and she would stand up during the pledge, but she wouldn't pledge of allegiance because she's
right.
a Canadian citizen. I really haven't seen any students, sitting, for the pledge, in my class and at Tucker Creek. It's a military school though. I mean,
right.
in many ways, so it's a little bit different.
It's not representative of the majority of schools across the country.
It's probably not representative of many schools across right. the country. I did hear a band director in New Bern tell me there was a couple students sitting, and this band director is quite liberal,
mm-hmm.
but she comes from a Marine family, so she was very offended to see these students kneel or sit during the pledge. So not all liberals are, joining that bandwagon. There are a couple of good ones left, but many people endorse that, and that always concerns me.
Right. Well, we've got to take the break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
In a time when personal responsibility is being mocked and minimized, who's really responsible for your safety and security? Who's really readily available to provide protection for you and your loved ones? Law enforcement is not always going to be there when you need that safety most. Are you prepared to keep you and your family safe and secure? I'm Randy Seiler, owner and instructor for Responsible Security, LLC, and I invite you to be that person, to be the responsible one. Contact me at ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com so you can be better trained, safer, more secure, responsible. At Responsible Security, LLC, I provide personal firearms and security training for a variety of skill levels. Currently, classes are available for obtaining a North Carolina concealed carry handgun permit and for advancing your personal firearms skills.
To find the date of our next class, visit our website at ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com.
Remember, your safety and security depends on you first. Visit ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com to learn more and sign up for a class so you can be better prepared to meet your responsibilities.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern. Everyone loves fresh seafood, and Redfish Seafood Market on Highway 55 East in Grantsboro has all your favorites like shrimp, scallops, and salmon, and plenty of fresh fish in season. Come for our own soft-shell crabs, pecan wood smoked sausage and salmon, and our very own boiled peanuts. Load up on seafood seasoning, flavorful breading, and sausage from the Redfish Seafood Market, Thursday through Saturday, 10 a.m. till 6 p.m., Highway 55 East in Grantsboro, across from the Dollar Tree.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Again, we have two special guests with us today. We have Lexanne Huffman and Chadwick Howard. And we appreciate them coming and spending some time with us today. Chad is a teacher. Lexanne has over 30 years in the court system, and we've been talking a lot about the problems with the country, the division there, how we got there. We've talked about a lot of the dark side. I'd like to just, for the remainder of the show, let's focus on some of the light at the end of the tunnel there. I'm seeing a lot on college campuses now. There are conservative groups that are showing up. We're seeing a lot of the millennials are migrating towards the conservative side of things. I think there's some promising things going on. How, what do you attribute that to?
Oh, gosh. Well, I think our country is just doing so much better. You know, trade with the foreign countries, we're respected again. When our officials say something, they're taken pretty seriously these days. Our economy is growing tremendously. Unemployment in all sectors, all minority unemployment, everybody's unemployment is back in the days several. I can remember when 5% unemployment was actually considered full employment. Everybody had a job that really wanted one.
Right, and you can attribute every bit of that to conservative actions.
Absolutely,
tax cuts, taxes go down, revenue goes up. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've seen that right here in North Carolina.
Yeah, it's saying fair trade is going to be fair to America.
Right,
right. That's right.
Rainer, no, that's not being selfish. That's being smart.
Exactly. And setting a good example.
Right.
The one thing I've noticed is those kinds of policies lead to prosperity that's very widespread. A rising tide lifts all the ships. So it's good for everybody. It doesn't have a gender. It doesn't have a color. It is all Americans can benefit from it. And I think more and more people are seeing that.
Right.
Because it's being demonstrated beautifully right before our eyes.
Well, when you have your liberty and your freedom and you see things like this going on and you know you can be a part of it, and there are jobs available. We've got more jobs available than we've got workers to fill them.
Actually, Rick, that's the history of our country. That book, The 5,000 Year Leap.
Right.
The premise is for 5,000 years, humans lived pretty much the same. They had fire, they had the wheel, but it was very, very labor intensive. Our country was founded. Our founding documents made it absolutely clear that people kept the fruits of their own labors.
Right.
And in the next 200 years, we went from that kind of situation to the moon and beyond.
And our rights weren't assigned to us by government.
Exactly.
Our rights come from God.
From nature and nature's God. And that led to a beautiful way of life. And I think there are people seeing that again, perhaps who've never seen it before.
Right. I agree. Chad?
I'd like to say one thing that's bringing people to the conservative cause is civility. they look at the two sides and they see a real difference in the way we treat people. I'm at the polls. I'm working with Hal and Rayner, and they engage people in conversation. Everybody, liberals, conservatives, they have conversations about policies. When you see the other side, they're saying just vote no on all these amendments.
No explanation. No just explanation. Vote no. Vote
they even no. told a voter. They even told a voter you can only vote one way. You have to vote for no on all of them or yes for all of them. They didn't even know their stuff. But Hal's like, I think you're wrong on that. You need to go back and look at it. And they did. And they found out, yeah, you can vote yes on some and no on others if you want to.
Right.
People here are probably encouraging to vote yes on all of them, but you could vote no on one of them if you wanted to.
They're all individually listed on the ballot, and you yes or no to each one of them.
You go on those college campuses, and you see the way people behave. You go to some of these rallies, really that turn into mobs, and I think people are generally logical. They come from small towns here in North Carolina to New Bern. They go to Raleigh, and they see the people riding in the streets, tearing down statues, behaving in such a way, and they're like, I don't really want to be a part of that. I may be slightly liberal, but I can't be a part of what these people are doing. I want some civility in government, civility in politics, and that's what's drawing them to the conservative cause.
Good
and
points.
It's the people like we see it right here that are doing it.
Lexanne?
I believe that's true as well, and I do think the escalation has I mean, I think that has absolutely raised awareness. I mean, because, you know, when you add, you know, a teaspoon and a teaspoon and a teaspoon, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're spilling over. I think people have realized that, wait a minute, this is not at all what I believe in and what my mom and my dad and my grandmama and my granddaddy taught me. And so I do think that people really are realizing, folks, we need to dial it back and go back to the values that we were raised with.
Right, and I think part of that is that all these promises over the decades, if you give us power, we'll do this for you. They've made all these promises, and none of them's come true.
No.
And for like over 100 years here in North Carolina, we were ruled by one party, and look where it got us. You know. So I think a lot of them are waking up and saying, well, the president, part of his campaign speech, when he talked to the minorities, that was his point. Look, you're still in poverty. You're still fighting these battles. What have you got to lose? Mm-hmm. Try something new. And I think a lot of them are trying something new.
There's a couple of things. One thing is when Michael Speciale was on our show real recently, he observed that taxes had been lowered in the state, but income revenue to the state has increased.
Right, right.
And so, you know, that's another example of conservative policies bringing good results.
Well, I think another big thing that's driving some of it is the internet. You know, people have the ability now. Everybody's got a cell phone. Everybody's got a computer at home just about. Everybody's got internet access, or they have access to Wi-Fi, free Wi-Fi. They can go on and start doing their own research and search for the facts if they have an inclination to do that. A lot of them are finding out things that, hey, I've been misled. I've been lied to, you know. And I'm encouraging people to do that more and more all the time. And as you know, I encourage them to cut the cable, cut the cord, get off of it, quit financing these people that are lying to you and steering you the wrong way. All this garbage that you're bringing into your house, even though you never watch it, you're paying for it to come in there. So cut the cable, go out and find your own sources for news and look for the truth. Rainer, real quick.
Well, I just noticed recently that One American News Network has started a new platform that's similar to Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
It's called freetalk24.com.
Oh, yeah.
No censoring. What a concept.
Yeah.
Free talk.
Well, Chad mentioned what Rainer and I were observing at the polls, what we did work the polls. And I observed something, and I love the conversation. I don't think everybody's observing, but I've seen people obviously splitting their ticket, you know, voting for some Republicans and some Democrats. And that's something up until recently I haven't really observed, and I think that's probably a good trend, actually.
All right. There's also, I was mentioning the internet, there's a hashtag walk away. A lot of people are walking away. I've had it. You promised me the world. You gave me nothing. I'm worse off now than when you, you know, and I've been voting for you year after year after year.
Some of those same people have made some YouTube videos that right. are quite interesting.
Yeah, so the walkaway movement's playing a big role. And some of the actors in Hollywood are very conservative, and they're starting to be outspoken. Kanye, very respected in some areas. Just because he started speaking out, he's made a lot of difference. You know, just people following him and taking his word for it. So a lot going on out there in the world that if you wake up and you look, you'll find out that there's another side to that coin. And it's readily available. We put out materials on our website. You can go to cctaxpayers.com. You'll find some links to other conservative sites up there. But we always encourage you, don't take our word for it. Go and check the sources, because we provide the sources for what we put on our website. If you go and read an article somewhere and they don't give you any sources where that information came from,
a grain of salt, yeah. maybe a really
big one.
That's
called an opinion.
Yeah, an opinion, right.
Bingo.
Yeah, we don't have too many actual reporters anymore. So, all right, well, that's all the time we have for today's show. And anyway, Lexanne Huffman, thank you for being with us today. Chadwick Howard, thank you for being with us, and we appreciate your opinions and your input. And, of course, Howard and Rainer James.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutrition Consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend, and S&D Gun and Knife Shows. Other great supporters are RightWingGranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern, and Redfish Seafood Market, Highway 55 Grantsboro. Also, the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties. Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue, Responsible Security LLC, and Oriental Dragon Boat Races. Tune in for the CCTA Wake Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.